expansion not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
With her own cocaine in her own domain, she's a very successful girl.
Successful girl, you know she is.
wonder how your favorite artist became your favorite artist? They got played at your local radio station. Rock, pop, country, R&B, folk, rap, psychedelia. It's all great. Come hear your next favorite artist on The Tweezle Show, Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m., right here on 91.5 WMFO and on WMFO.org.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Oh, she takes care of herself. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out. And she never gives in. She just changes her mind. And she'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But you'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me. frequently kind and she's suddenly cruel. But she can do as she pleases, she's nobody's fool. And she can't be convicted, she's earned her degree. And the most she will do is throw shadows at you, but she's always a woman to me.
Awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Is there life on Mars?
It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the and the
Did you get that?
Hello, my name is Jim Gray, and I am a judge of the Superior Court in California and a former federal prosecutor in Los Angeles. I would like to talk to you for a moment about marijuana. Did you know that since the federal government first banned marijuana in 1937, usage in this country has actually gone up by about 4,000%? Or did you know that in the Netherlands, where adults are allowed to possess small amounts of marijuana and buy it from government-regulated businesses, fewer adults and fewer teenagers smoke marijuana than here in our country? Or that an American is arrested on marijuana charges every 38 seconds? If you are wondering if any of this makes sense, you are not alone. To find out more, contact the Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or visit them on the web at mpp.org. Thank you and good luck to us all.
A luscious bitch, she is true. But it's not nice to fool Mother Nature. The proud mother of God, like all hoes, is jealous of her own shadow. Who is this young big candy bitch who wished to be queen for a day? Who would sacrifice the great grandsons and daughters of her jealous mother by sucking their brain of their turkey?
Oh, I got something I got.
Come on now. Come on now, goddamn. Come on, can you just punch me in or something? Come on, let me finish this. What's that? I'll take a wee bit. I'll do that. Okay, I'll say that. I'm just being really serious. It's a gross motherfucker. Okay, come on, Brian. Come on back in there. Come on. Come on back in there.
A luscious bitch, she is true. But it's not nice to fool Mother Nature. The proud mother of God, like all hoes, is jealous of her own shadow. Who is this young big tanny bitch who wished to be queen for a day? Who would sacrifice the great grandsons and daughters of her jealous mother by sucking their brain until their ability to think was amputated? By pimping their instincts until they were fat, horny, and strung out. In her neurotic attempt to be queen of the universe, who is this bitch?
Big time spenders, she's been grooving.
Red hot mama was getting down, scoping the places where fun could be found. She was smoking.
I'm
Sheila take a bow. Lose the grime of this world in the crush, dear. And don't go home tonight. Come out and find the one that you love and who loves you. Take a bow. Boot the grime of this world in the crotch, dear. And don't go home tonight. Come out and find the one that you love and who loves you. The one that you love and who loves you.
Which I think brings me to my main conclusion here, and that is that I got married. That's the biggest thing that happened to me over the last Yeah, I got married for the second time, incidentally. I should have known something was wrong with my first wife. When I brought her home to meet my parents, they approved of her, you know? But my dog died, is what happened. I gotta be careful what I say about her publicly, because she's suing me. I don't know if you read that in the paper or not, but I'm getting sued because I made a nasty remark about her, and she didn't like it. She lives on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and she was coming home late at night, and she was violated. That's how they put it in the New York paper. She was violated. And they asked me to comment on it. And I said, knowing my ex-wife, it probably was not a moving violation. Let me tell you how I met my second wife, which is really romantic. I read an article in Life magazine saying there was a sexual revolution going on college campuses all over the country, and I re-registered at New York University to check it out, because I used to go there years ago. I was a history of hygiene major at NYU. And I was thrown out of college, and when I was thrown out, I got a job. My father had a grocery store on Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, and he hired me to work for him. I was a delivery boy for my father. It was the first job, and I unionized the workers, and we struck and drove him out of business. He's always been touchy about it. Now, when I went back to school, suddenly everybody wanted to fix me up with women. And I have had a very bad history with blind dates. But you must not misunderstand me. I believe that sex is a beautiful thing between two people. Between five, it's fantastic. And I was very depressed about that for a long time. I was going to kill myself, but as I said, I was in a strict Freudian analysis, and if you kill yourself, they make you pay for the sessions you miss, you know? So I accept this date. First blind date in years. I go to a four-floor walk-up, and I knock on the door, and this girl comes to the door, and she is absolutely beautiful, but really terrific. Great long blonde hair, and a short skirt, and boots, and a sleeveless jersey, and she's packed into it. And when I see a girl that beautiful, I want to cry or write a poem, jump on her. I'm very sensitive, you know. And she asked me what I want to do, and I am not a swinger. My idea of a big evening is to go down to the corner rotissimat and watch the chickens revolve, you know. I take her to a party on McDougal Street in Greenwich Village. We go into a smoke-filled room, and I do not use, you should know this about me too, any sort of consciousness-expanding material. My body will not tolerate that. Either I took a puff of the wrong cigarette at a fraternity dance once. The cops had to get me, you know. I broke two teeth trying to give a hickey to the Statue of Liberty. Party begins to move downstairs, now onto the street, and everybody's playing bongos and guitars, and a cop on horseback comes up to me, and he puts his arm around me. He says to me, are you one of those draft card burners? Immediately, and I said, no, I'm not. I never registered. I don't have a draft card. Meanwhile, the little girl feeds what looks like a cube of sugar to the policeman's horse. The horse showed up at a sit-in in Georgia. Now I decide to strike. I get my date, and I jam her in my Hertz. I have a rented car, which is a flat rate and 12 cents a mile. And in an effort to cut down on the mileage charge, I back up every place. So I'm backing over the George Washington Bridge. And I get my date back to her apartment. And the two of us are alone, and we're going pretty good. I have to explain this very delicately, because it's really tentative. As I am an inordinately passionate man, volatile, sensual. In general, a stud. When making love, in an effort to prolong the moment of ecstasy, I think of baseball players. All right, now you know. Now the two of us are making love violently, and she's digging it. I figure I better start thinking of ball players quickly. So I figure it's one out in the ninth, the Giants are up. Mays lines a single to right. He takes second on a wild pitch. Now she's digging her nails into my neck. I decide to pinch hit from a covey. A Lou pops out. Haller singles, Mays holds third. Now I got a first and third situation. Two out, the Giants are behind one run. I don't know whether to squeeze or steal. She's been in the shower for 10 minutes already. I can't tell you anymore. This is too personal. The Giants won. And I married the girl, incidentally, and had a very good wedding, I would say. Except for my father, who squatted down and did one of those Russian dances, and he tore a leg muscle and froze in that position, you know? Walk down the aisle like that, you know?
This is Eric from the band Stepani, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.
Thank you. the drug and I need to score. Showing up, showing up, hit them run. Boy meets girl where the beat goes on. Stitched up tight, can't shake free. Love is the drug, got a hook on me.
Need to tell you how I feel. Say it out loud.